Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I'm in Brownsville, Texas. I'm with a very dear friend of mine, Vicente Ramirez. I've known Vicente since 1990 when I first traveled to South Texas with my grandfather, Lynn Hedrick, and we would go into Mexico and visit with preachers there who needed support in the area. And it was a great experience for me as an 11-year-old. Here I am in Vicente's living room now. I came 4 years ago and came back here in 2020 and glad to be here with Vicente now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Vicente.
Thank you.
We were talking about the work you've done with preachers, carrying them to Alabama, carrying them to Arkansas, visiting with congregations, trying to get support for these men who were preaching the gospel right. in difficult places.
Right.
What was your reason for trying to help these men?
Well, they're good men. They are good men that study the Bible and can do a good work in preaching the gospel in their areas. But they don't have any means. They don't have any money to do that. I went there to Athens, to Tennessee, to Arkansas, and all those places where took several of them, several years too, to find some support, a little bit or whatever we can get, to help them to dedicate more time in preaching the gospel and teaching the souls. Not just in one place. We've been in several places in Mexico, from Tamaulipas up to Zacatecas, Guadalajara. We have been over in Campeche also. There's another place that we've been doing it. and we have to travel a lot so we can get there to these places and help them. People, they are in very need of the gospel, and we are trying to help them and help the preachers over there, which sometimes they don't have anything, and they need to eat, they need to buy some needs for themselves. And that's why we went to these places in USA to get some support, whatever we can get. It's been a hard work for several years. I've been here in Brownville for 50 years. I came to Brownville 1961 with my family, and even me, I didn't have any support at all. I had to work cutting palm trees. I need to work and clean them, $35 each, and so I can have the money for me and my family. I thank God that right now we're doing okay. But in Mexico, the preachers dedicate themselves almost all their life, and they don't have anything to leave for their families. They don't have anything to leave for their wife. The wife has to continue working, or depending on how many children they have. But it's hard, very hard. We've been there, and I know them. And several preachers went with me. Also, Brother Lynn Hedrick, he came to Mexico, and I helped him in going to several places where they helped some of the preachers. And I was glad to be with them, and I guess the work that they were doing is great.
People who are listening right now obviously can tell that your native language would be Spanish.
Yes.
And you were born in Mexico. You grew up in Mexico. And as you stated, you brought your family to the United States, to Brownsville, Texas. What made you a connection between the preachers in Mexico and members of the church in the United States?
When I was baptized in a city named Raymondville, I was 17 years old. At that time, I knew Bill Reeves and Wayne Pertain, Glenn Rogers. They were preaching in McAllen. And they invite us to go and study with them. We were Brother Ricardo Soto, Joaquin Blanchio, and one other young man from Reynosa, Rodolfo Calderon. We were there, the three or four of us. And Bill and Wayne and Brother Rogers, they were our teachers. I didn't stay there very much. I went to work in Florida for about 6 or 7 months. And that was good because I had my Social Security working at that time. I was in need of that very much. We were four young people that we were there preaching, and then Brother Wayne helped us to go into cities here in the valley and in Mexico too. We were glad to go into Mexico. I went over there to Mexico after I was about 25 years here in Brandon. I went to Mexico. I always had my instinct that wanted to go to Mexico and preach over there. So I did for 7 years. I had to cross the river every Sunday and every Wednesday to go over there and preach for the church. And we established there a good church. We had a church building that we built. A brother from Centerville, Tennessee, helped us. He loaned the money, and we did pay him back every penny. That was one of my dreams. And I had to come back to Brownsville again because it was very hard to go every Sunday, every Wednesday to Matamoros for 7 years. I had to come back. The church was doing very well. Brother Arturo Rodriguez, a young preacher also, at that time, came to Brownsville and started preaching there. And then he went to the church where he established in Matamoros, and another preacher came to where I was preaching there. He was doing very good. But not just Matamoros. We saw the need in many places in Mexico. So we had to win there and preach for them. Sometimes it took us about one day and one night to get to Guadalajara. Brother Jimmy Lane, and also Douglas Bain. They went several times with me to preach over in Guadalajara. We didn't dedicate only to Guadalajara. Several places around Guadalajara, we went to preach and help the brethren over there. And we, Jimmy and Douglas Bain and myself, we saw the need to help them, at least go and encourage them with our presence. And they really enjoyed that, and we did too. There's still a lot of work to do. And there's some young men that I know now that are starting to preach. And I also got them in mind. But I don't know what to do because I'm not that young to go and make a trip for 10 or 12 hours. So it's pretty hard right now.
When we come back, let's talk about the opportunities that are available for people to help these younger preachers. As you talked about, it's hard for you to make that trip now. You're not that 50-something-year-old man. When I was an 11-year-old kid coming here to South Texas, the physical challenges that it takes to go into Mexico and to do the work, we have to have younger people who are willing first to take on that role.
Right.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We're in Brownsville, Texas right now at the home of Vicente and Lupe Ramirez, great friends of mine for 30 years. Love this family. Glad I have the opportunity to be here in Brownsville today. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Early, so he can get away, 'cause there's a two-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we are in Brownsville, Texas right now at the home of Vicente and Lupe Ramirez. They're great friends of mine all the way back from 1990. The relationship with Vicente and Lupe Ramirez and my grandparents goes back even further than that, long before I ever came into the picture. And it was a great relationship that my grandfather, Lynn Hedrick, had with Vicente. They were great friends. I was influenced by Vicente growing up as a kid. Looked at him, like I told him the other night, like a father figure, because the amount of respect I have for Vicente and the work that he's done throughout the years. And one of the reasons I wanted him to come on the program is because Vicente has preached the gospel for these many years, but at the same time, he's dedicated a lot of his time to helping other preachers who needed support and going out to various locations, sometimes great distances away from their home, to try to find support for these preachers. So we're talking about a work that's gone on for 50 years in Vicente's life, and he's 82 years old. And he still gets around fine. We went to South Padre Island to the beach. But at the same time, there's another generation that has to step up and take on the role. I believe that the example that you've set, Vicente, can influence and encourage other people to step into the role that you have. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on now in Mexico and the current need for some of these younger preachers.
I'm not in very good health right now. But I can still walk and still preach and still do whatever I need to do. We here in Brownsville, we have every month we have one Saturday that we go out house to house to work with them. I know some young people that they're starting to do the work. The only thing is also that they need money to travel, and money is what they don't have. Yes, they can pick up in the collections every Sunday. They can they pick up some money, but you know, people in Mexico are poor people, and the poor people are the ones that get near to the church to learn. They don't have enough money to give money to the church. That's one of the problems. I wish I could have the ability now. I still can move and do something. But I need to get a little bit more health than what I got now and go out and try to get some help for them so they can travel, they can go some different places. And to do that, they need some extra money.
One of the examples of that we talked about was a preacher in Mexico that $50 a month helps to pay the rent for the church building for a place of worship. Tell us about that example.
It's from Guadalajara to another place about maybe 70 miles or 75 miles. He has to go by bus. And from there, he has to get some money for travel. And he has money also to pay the rent. We did help him with $200 lately. And so they can put a toilet in there. Still, he has to get some money to pay the rent. And we're going to help him with $50 too. But we need another $50 to cover whatever he needs.
During the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, which is going to come up in a few minutes, I'm talking to Cuilapoc Cepeda. And right. Cuilapoc has a need as well financially. His need was $500 a month. It's easier if one person says, I can contribute $25. I can contribute $10. I can contribute $50. That one person doesn't have to take on the whole amount. But if one person can say, well, we can give $20 to help this effort, then one by one, Cuilapoc
can get his
need taken care of, and other preachers can do the same.
Right. $50 is not very much, but he has to have those $50 to come in every month. And he's doing a good work. I asked him to send some pictures, you know, I'd be glad to send those pictures to you or whoever needs him to see. Going some places in Guadalajara, we visit near Lago Chapala. It's a big lake in Mexico. It's very famous. We went with Brother Jimmy Lane and Brother Rogelio and myself. We went to this place. we made a big family. And the father, after we talked to him quite some time, and then Brother Rogelio came and also started talking to him a lot and his whole family, where his father obeyed the gospel. And he was already preaching. He didn't have enough time, but he was already preaching. One night that he was studying his lesson, he had a heart attack and passed away. Now I know now that his wife already obeyed the gospel, but his son and his daughter-in-law, they still need to be teach again so they can obey the gospel. They're pretty interested. They like to hear. And I'm sure that pretty soon they obey the gospel. And then we turn back from that place to another one in which we've been already several times. We've been there preaching. That place, if the people like this man, this brother that started the work over there, he sells some shoes. He's the owner of the store and selling. He doesn't have to have any money, but he's interested in preaching, and he had pretty good brains.
One of the things that you mentioned, you were talking about the preacher that needed help with the rent, that you could send pictures and you could send this information. That's one of the things that's been very important with you, is being that connection so that when people do send their money, that they can trust that it's being used in the right way.
Well, like Brother Jimmy Lane, we're good friends, and he can trust me in everything. He sends the checks in my name in order for me to change it here in the bank. So I can send them. I'm going to send the money next two more days, and I'll send it to them into their places. So I just go into the Walmart, put the information there, so they send it to the place where he lives. They get their money. But I don't get anything.
Well, and that was a big reason why I wanted to share what you've done, because you've done this because you have a deep concern for these brothers and sisters in Christ. You have a love for the gospel and want it to be spread.
I know them pretty well. Both of them, Rogelio Reynoso, he's a good preacher. And then Arturo Rodriguez, he's in Zacatecas, in a place named Valle Nuevo something. But they're both my friends, and we've been in their houses, and we've been preaching in those two places, all of us. And so I trust them. I know who they are. I know they're faithful preachers.
What is a good way for people to contact you if they have a desire to help?
They can either send it to my house or send it to my... I got a P.O. box.
They can send correspondence to P.O. Box 1251, Brownsville, Texas, zip code 78520. That would be a good way for people to send correspondence, Vicente.
Yeah.
And send that via Vicente Ramirez. Vicente, I want to say thank you for your good work over the years. I appreciate the opportunity I had because of my granddad bringing me to meet with you, to get to know you, and the part that you've played in my life for the past 30 years. It's been important to me. And the friendship that we have, the love that we have, appreciate the work and dedication that you've had to the gospel.
It's mutual. I was real afortunado.
Fortunate.
Yeah, to meet your granddad. He was a great man and a great Christian. And always we feel that we did the work that we wanted to do.
Of course, he would have done a lot more.
Oh, yes.
If cancer hadn't have taken him, but his time came and he did what he could in his life. And I believe he lived a full life, even to 69 years old, to do as much as he could. And he loved the Mexican work, and right, he enjoyed being a part of that. He enjoyed speaking Spanish. He learned how to do that working in the cotton gin. And he loved to be able to use that Spanish to teach and to help start groups and let them know that somebody cared
right
about them. And we've talked plenty about Johnny Richardson during the days that I've been here. And Johnny, same way, Russellville, Alabama, he passed away here recently. And Johnny Richardson played an important role in being a connection between people in the States and people who came to the United States and those that were affiliated with the Mexican work.
And he wanted to start the work in Spanish there at Russellville. And we went, Brother Lynn Hedrick and myself, en route, we went to work with Brother Lynn Hedrick, tried to teach people Latin paper, and we did find some, and he had already some, Brother Lynn had already were teaching some family there in Russellville.
I know that that was a good opportunity for Granddaddy to feel like he was helping in that work from where he was in Alabama, and Johnny Richardson in the same way, showing that they cared about those people in their community.
I was always very glad to help in Mexico. Here in Brandon, 50 years old, we helped to establish two more churches that came from the work I'm doing in Brandon.
Again, if you would like to send correspondence to Vicente Ramirez, you can send that via P.O. Box 1251, Brownsville, Texas, 75820. I'm sure Vicente would love to hear from you. If you'd like to find out more information about the preachers in Mexico and the work that's going on, Vicente would like to be able to share that with you. Thank you again, Vicente, for being here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And during that segment, as I've alluded to, we're going to have Cuilavac Cepeda and his wife, and also Lucio de la Garza is going to translate for Cuilavac, and he's going to share the need that he has in Victoria, Mexico. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm...
Oh, This is Mark White from The Mark White Show, and I want you to partner with me. If your business or organization would like to be a sponsor of The Mark White Show, send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. If you would like to be an individual sponsor of The Mark White Show, go to patreon.com/themarkwhiteshow. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Partner with The Mark White Show today, and let's make a difference in our communities together.
We're pleased to announce that the 5th Annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from Casting and Catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White. Glad you can be with us. This is a special segment because it goes back to when I was a child. Back in 1990, my grandfather, Lynn Hedrick, took me to Mexico and some of the places I visited, Reynosa, Saltillo, and Ciudad Victoria. And one of my friends that was there, Quilapa Cempeda, and his wife, Librada. Librada and Quilapa are with us now, and I also have Lucio de la Garza with me to translate, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the needs that Quilapa has right now to preach the gospel in Ciudad Victoria. Welcome to the program, Lucio and Quilapa and Librada.
Lucio de la Garza here.
Quilapa Cepeda.
Librada Garcia.
Gracias. Quilapa, we were talking about some needs that you have in Mexico for preaching.
We need some help to preach the gospel. Estamos buscando un apoyo de hermanos para la predicación del evangelio en un pueblo, Ciudad Victoria, y un pueblo que se llama Jaumave.
looking for help so they can keep on preaching as far as economical help. They have all kinds of needs, and this will help them move around from subdivisions to subdivisions and small towns around the area.
How many people are in the congregation in Victoria?
About 15 members.
And you were interested in starting a new work about 30 minutes from Victoria.
From Victoria. 30 minutos de Victoria. Ahí somos como 15 miembros en Victoria y queremos empezar en un pueblo que se llama Jaumave, 30 minutos de Victoria.
Yes, they want to start another congregation 30 minutes away from Victoria, where he's from. That means travel expenses and meals and all this, and help the people there to buy Bibles or whatever they need.
What was the name of the town?
Jaumave.
I believe from talking to Quilapac, there's about 6,000 to 9,000 people in Jaumave.
Las posibilidades que hay de predicar allí en Jaumave es que es un pueblo numeroso. Hay diferentes denominaciones, pero no hay una iglesia de Cristo en ese lugar.
The town is between the population between 7,000 to 9,000 residents. There's a lot of need of the word of God in, around that area.
Your background is teaching and being a painter. Tell us about that.
Sí, yo he sido pintor de anuncios, paisajista. He trabajado también como maestro de inglés y predicador especialmente.
He's a professional painter, Brother Zepeda's a professional painter and teacher in the Mexican schools. And he's also an artist. He can paint beautiful signs and all kinds of pictures, natural, real nice. That's where he helps himself sometimes, but that's not enough paid on that.
And it's become more difficult to do that with eyesight and even use of your hand.
Sí, un poco de problema con la vista, las piernas para subir a una escalera, el pulso en las manos, pero especialmente las piernas. Pues no pinto ya. Un poco la vista, pero más el pulso, las manos, las piernas para subir, para trepar.
Well, he's been having problems physically with disability on his right hand, which is the right one for the work, and having problems go up the step ladders and all this. That becomes more weak, you know, is not able to do all kinds of works like he used to. And he's got the high pressure on his body too. That's one of the challenges.
Quilapac, you've been preaching for quite some time. How many years have you been a preacher?
Como pues desde que me casé, 50 años. 50 años y me ha tocado establecer congregaciones nuevas, tanto en el sureste como en el norte de México. Series de predicaciones en muchas partes. He estado en California, Campeche, Oaxaca, Chiapas, Sonora, en Nuevo León.
He's been preaching for over 50 years, preaching several states, and started several small congregations all over the states where he's been. Oaxaca, Tamaulipas, Chiapas, Sonora, California.
It goes back to when I was a kid as I started this conversation. Back in 1990, I was around 11 years old. It was a new experience for me to go to Mexico and to see the life that people led away from Athens, Alabama. It was a different experience for an 11-year-old, and I was immersed in that thanks to Vicente Ramirez, who's also in the room with us right now. You go to these homes and the families are very hospitable. I remember Librada cooking for us. I remember how friendly they were to me when I was just a kid. This conversation ultimately is because a couple of people who made a difference in my life showed some hospitality 30 years ago to a little kid who came to visit. That's why right now during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, I want to try to find some help for Quilapac. And if somebody out there is listening right now and would like to support Quilapac in his preaching efforts, if you want to help, we want to provide that information for you. Quilapac was telling me the amount that he needs, and he feels right now that $500 a month would be helpful. Now, I want you to think about this not in the sum of $500 a month, but in $25 a month or $50 a month or whatever you feel that you can do, because if you can get several people to contribute those smaller amounts, we'll get to the bigger amount. So if you would like to help Quilapac, whatever amount you'd like to send, you can send that to 1904 Oasis Drive, OASIS Drive, Brownsville, Texas, 78521. And you spell Quilapac, C-U-I-T-L-A-H-U-A-C, last name Cepeda, C-E-P-E-D-A. You can actually look Quilapuac up on Facebook, and you can send him a message if you'd like to do that. You can follow his Facebook page and find out more about Quilapuac. You can also look at his beautiful artwork while you're at it. A lot of beautiful paintings that he's done of the mountains. I've always enjoyed looking at his painting work. Quilapuac Librada, thank you for being on the Mark White Show, the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today, and I do wish you well and pray for your family as you continue your work in Victoria and elsewhere.
Muchas gracias. Mi nombre es Cuitláhuac Cepeda.
Librada García, gracias.
Es un privilegio estar en el Mark White Show.
They are very happy to send a message for the purpose, which is to work for the Lord. We all will be praying for everything to come out right.
Lucio de la Garza, thank you for translating on the program today. Thank you to Vicente Ramirez for the use of his home as we do this special interview. Folks, you've been listening to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. When we come back, we're going to have the Make a Difference Minute replay. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
We're pleased to announce that the 5th Annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from Casting and Catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support. Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from the Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others.
Mickey and Friends, Toy Story Crew, Monsters Inc., Sesame Street, Princesses and Superheroes. Would you like to have them at your party? Give Lancaster's Storybook Acres a call. 256-577-7965. They do birthday parties, special events, business promotions, you name it. Gravel Rates Woodapaw. That's Lancaster's Storybook Acres.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, Edward and meteorologist James Spann share a special message about the upcoming End Heroin Birmingham Walk on February 29th.
Hey y'all, my name's Edward. I'm an ambassador for the APC and a recovering addict. I wanted to encourage everyone to show up for the annual End Heroin Walk. This year it's February 29th, 11 a.m. at Veterans Park in Hoover. And End Heroin Walk is always a really powerful event because it gives us a chance to remember those that we've lost, but also celebrate recovery. Heroin addiction can feel like such a hopeless state for the addict and their loved ones. Simply you being there could be the source of inspiration for someone to make the change that they need to, but they feel like they can't. So hope to see you there.
Hey, this is
is James Spann. What are you doing on February 29th? Yes, this is a leap year. We get an extra day. Saturday, the 29th of February. Well, I know what I want you to do. I want you to be with me at Veterans Park in Hoover. It's the fourth annual End Heroin Birmingham Walk put on by the Addiction Prevention Coalition. It's going to be a great day. You can get my new book there, Weathering Life. We'll be signing copies of the book, and it will be a marvelous day. So go to this website, endheroin.org. Register as an individual or as a team. We'll see you the 29th of February at Veterans Park in Hoover.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we're recognizing Matthew Carter. His mom, Shalene, posted the following. It is with great sadness we announce that our Matthew has passed away. Thank you to all of our family, friends, teammates, and the community for holding Matthew in prayer during the devastating tragedy our family has endured. These last few days, we have been surrounded by the most heartfelt compassion and care. There is no way we can ever repay what everyone has done for us. Today, Matthew left this world with a final and fitting act of love for others. He was always there for someone in need, and now, even in death, he will continue to give to others by donating his organs, making him not only our hero, but also a hero to many others. Our lives will be forever changed. Please hold us in your hearts and prayers as we begin the hardest journey we will ever travel. Pray with us as we remember our beautiful boy Matthew and all he means to so many. We would like to extend our love and sincere thanks to the staff of Lord's Hospital, especially the ICU who worked so hard for our Matthew. With love, the Carter family. Our condolences to the family of Matthew Carter. Matthew was just 17 years old. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Today's Make a Difference Minute is sponsored by Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Find them on the web at greensdependablehardware.com. Find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Green's Dependable Hardware, hometown folks and hometown service.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we're recognizing Challenged Athletes Foundation. Challenged Athletes Foundation provides support, opportunities, and hope to people with physical challenges so they can pursue active lifestyles through sports. NBA star Kobe Bryant was an ambassador. With his passing, I wanted to recognize this special organization.
I'm Kobe Bryant, and I'm a basketball player.
I'm Megan Blunk, and I'm a basketball player.
I've hit game-winning shots in overtime.
I've hit the big shot at the buzzer.
I put in countless hours of hard work.
Countless hours of hard work so I can make the shot when it counts.
So I can make the shot when it counts.
I've hit game-winning buzzer beaters.
Game-winning buzzer beaters. But never from a wheelchair. I salute challenged athletes like Megan Blunt, the true heroes of sport.
I'm a basketball player thanks to CAF.
To find out more about Challenged Athletes Foundation, find them on Facebook or Instagram. You can also visit them on the web at challengedathletes.org. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Go see my friends Patricia and Stephanie at Styles by Stephanie in Arab, Alabama, located between Morgan City and Arab at 10047 Highway 231. Give them a call at 256-200-1923. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until. That's Styles by Stephanie in Arab, Alabama. Walk-ins are welcome. Give them a call at 256-200-1923.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I'm recognizing Tanya Collins of Athens, Alabama, a 1993 graduate of West Limestone High School and a 2011 graduate of the Calhoun Community College Paramedic Program. Tanya Collins of Athens, Alabama was born to serve. Among others, Tanya worked for Lauderdale EMS, Decatur EMS, Shoals Ambulance, and First Response Ambulance in Decatur. I first became acquainted with Tanya when I was working as a police officer in Rogersville, Alabama, and she was a paramedic for Lauderdale EMS. Tanya was one of those that, if there was a call, you wanted her there by your side. She was a very dedicated, caring, and conscientious first responder. After being diagnosed with cancer herself, Tanya immersed herself in charitable organizations like the American Cancer Society and Team Blue Butterflies. Tanya's cancer battle came to an end on Sunday. Tanya was a brave cancer warrior and an encouragement and inspiration to so many. Our condolences to Tanya's family. Tanya Collins was 45 years old. She will be missed. In honor of Tanya Collins, I would like to encourage you to support the American Cancer Society or Team Blue Butterflies in Limestone County. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to find out about the many efforts that we support. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hey, everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. Right now, I have with me Kathy Hooper with Inline Support.
Inline Support is an organization that is set up to render aid for a crisis that involves first responders or their family.
We have a tragedy that has occurred in Scottsboro, Alabama, and there's a demand there for supplies, and Inline Support is going to get supplies to these families?
We have the supplies for first responders. However, if a large-scale disaster such as this happens in the community itself, as long as the first responder is the person that puts their hands on it first or lays claim to it or brings it to our attention that somebody in the community is needing help, then whatever we have is immediately given to the families that are affected by that disaster. We will set up Monday at the corner of University and the Parkway at the Books A Million parking lot with trailers. And it's not hard to spot that neon green trailer.
And that's in Huntsville, Alabama.
If anybody's got bedding or linens or air mattresses that you no longer use, then we can use them for toddler beds. We'll load it up with everything that we've got, and then we will be taking it to the families of Scottsboro. Go on Facebook and go to The Thin Line Support, which is in upper and lowercase letters. We have a PayPal account set up. Go to paypal.com/4911TLS, and then Thin Line Support, just the initials, @gmail.com. Then they can go to our account and make donations. They can contact us with 256-508-6150, and we'll be glad to answer any questions they have.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have Cassie Humber of Scottsboro, Alabama, sharing about her friend Yancey Roper. Yancey Roper was one of the eight people who died in the fire that happened at Jackson County Park Marina on Lake Gunnersville in Scottsboro, Alabama on January 27th. Yancey Roper died a hero, trying to save Annette Miles and her five children.
On the morning of January 27th, there was a tragic fire at the boat docks in Scottsboro, Alabama. Sadly, eight people lost their lives, one of which was our friend, Yancey Roper. He gave his life trying to help others, and there has been a GoFundMe page set up to help with his final expenses as he does not have any life insurance. His brother also lived on the docks and lost everything as well. The GoFundMe is primarily being done to cover Yancey's final expenses. The GoFundMe page can be found by searching Helping Tommy with Yancey's final expenses. The zip code being used for the GoFundMe is 35594. Also, you can call me at 205-412-8318 with any questions. Thank you for your time, and please keep all the families involved in your prayers.
Thank you for sharing, Cassie. Our deepest condolences and our continued prayers for those affected by this tragedy. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, please send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have Eric Stevens, a former football player for UC Berkeley, the St. Louis Rams, and most recently, a firefighter for the Los Angeles Fire Department. Eric Stevens is currently battling ALS and has a special message for listeners.
First off, I would like to thank everyone for all the love and support. The average life expectancy of an ALS patient is 2 to 5 years, and paralysis comes much sooner. Currently, the most promising treatment is called Neuron by BrainStrong. It's going through a phase 3 trial right now, and it's the closest thing to being approved. People who have been diagnosed and are potentially a good match for this treatment don't have access to it unless they're accepted into the trial. The trial is a double-blind placebo, which means that even if you're accepted, you only have a 50-50 chance of actually receiving the treatment. Once your time in the trial ends, all the participants are taken off the treatment, even if it was working and improving their quality of life. My hope is to shed light on this issue and this disease, and hopefully we can motivate people in power to change that. And hopefully this will allow a new pathway for terminally ill patients to access treatments that are still in trials but are proven to be safe. We need ALS patients to have access to treatment now, since it could drastically reduce their suffering. Every day without treatment is a day lost. So keep spreading the word, and let's act ALS.
To find out more about Eric Stevens, go to Team Stevens Nation on Facebook, STEVENS. Please use hashtag AXEALS, and let's axe ALS together. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.